Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Nemec. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nemec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Newsom scores. Nemec moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Nemec moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker catches it and throws to second to double up Johnson. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Nemec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nemec is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nemec hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nemec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Blaeholder now pitching. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.